What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Pompliano, and this is the Joe Pomp Show. Today's episode is a short one, breaking down the business behind the NFL draft. I talk about the first NFL draft in 1936. I talk about ESPN asking Commissioner Pete Rozelle to televise it in 1980. I talk about the growth of it since, both through annual attendance, but also economic figures. And lastly, I run through exactly how big it is today and what might happen next. I really hope you enjoy this deep dive into the economic impact of the NFL draft. But before we get into it, I want to quickly run through today's sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Whoop. Whoop is a 24/7 personalized fitness wearable that's here to help you improve your recovery, sleep, fitness, and health. It's the one tech product that I wear 24/7. Here's how it works. Each day when you get up, Whoop gives you a recovery score based on your sleep, resting heart rate, respiratory rate, and heart rate variability. Your score lets you know how to approach your day, whether you should push yourself during your workout or activity, or if you should skip the gym and take a rest day. You wear your Whoop on your wrist, bicep, or now within one of their new smart clothing garments called Whoop Body. The band connects with an app on your phone, and it automatically measures your heart rate, calories, and activity levels throughout the day. The band also automatically detects and classifies your workouts, so there's never an issue in forgetting to press go on a run anymore. You can then analyze your activity levels in the app. There's also a ton of coaching features within it, like Strain Coach, which gives you target workout exertion goals tailored to your body's recovery level for that day. Those goals change over the course of the day, depending on how active you've been. That coaching is where Whoop really shines. Whether you're interested in how CBD or alcohol impacts your sleep and recovery, or you're just wondering how long of a run you should go on, Whoop is there to provide you with personalized data to make sure you're aware of the impact these decisions have on your body. And Whoop is now offering 15% off their new Whoop 4.0 right now with the code Joe at checkout. Go to Whoop, WHOOP.com and enter Joe, J-O-E, at checkout to save 15%. Sleep better, recover faster, train smarter, and now feel healthier with Whoop. Next up is Underdog Fantasy, the easiest and best way to play fantasy sports. Join a league and draft a team in minutes. They make it that easy, and yes, that simple. But if you'd like to spice things up, try their new Pick'em game. Just pick over or under on your favorite or least favorite player stats, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Underdog keeps it super simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile app. Just pick between 2 and 5 players, and you could take home some cold, hard cash. Go to underdogfantasy.com and use code POMP. That's P-O-M-P, POMP, and get your first deposit doubled by Underdog today. All right, let's get into this episode.
Joe Pompliano runs POMP Investments. All views of Joe Pompliano and his guests are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of POMP Investments. You should not treat any opinion by Joe or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
The National Football League, or NFL, is the largest and most profitable sports organization globally, and nothing illustrates this more than the annual NFL draft. The first draft was held in 1936 at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Philadelphia. There were only 81 players selected, compared to 262 today. And that year's first overall selection, Heisman winner Jay Berwanger, turned down the opportunity to play professional football and decided to become a foam rubber salesman instead. Needless to say, the NFL certainly wasn't what it is today. But nearly 45 years later, a new all-sports cable network called ESPN launched, and they approached NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle with a question. Can we broadcast the league's annual draft? At first, Rozelle was confused. He asked, why would anyone want to watch him read names off a list like a phone book? But he eventually agreed, and ESPN officially televised the NFL draft for the first time in 1980. Fast forward another 45 years, and the NFL draft has turned into one of the biggest and most anticipated sporting events of the year. Mock drafts dominate the news cycle for more than 5 months straight. Camera crews travel all over the country to watch individual players work out at their pro day, and each NFL team has an entire staff of scouts dedicated to draft prep for more than 11 months each year. But the business behind the NFL draft is even more fascinating. The annual draft was held at Radio City Music Hall in New York City from 2006 to 2014. About 50 players showed up each year. They worked with media and sponsors on promotional appearances leading up to the event, and then celebrated with their family, friends, and fans after watching their NFL dreams come true. Yet the event has become even bigger since the NFL decided to hit the road in 2016. Since then, the draft has been held in Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, Nashville, and Cleveland, and it has quickly turned into one of the most significant events in sports globally. For example, the 2019 NFL draft in Nashville, pre-COVID, had more than 600,000 people in attendance, and the city estimates that it produced nearly $225 million of economic value to the city. The year before that in Dallas, there was 200,000, and in 2017, there was 250,000. But in Cleveland last year, there was only 160,000 people in attendance because of COVID-19. But consider this, more than 15.5 million people watched the first round of the NFL draft on television in 2020. That's more viewers than the NBA Finals, the NHL Stanley Cup Final, and Major League Baseball's World Series. All to watch Commissioner Roger Goodell read a few names off of a list. But this year's draft is in Las Vegas, and it might end up being the largest one yet. The city spent nearly $3 million building out the infrastructure. They expect more than 600,000 people, would be a new record, to attend the event over 3 days. And they are even placing the red carpet on a temporary stage within the Bellagio fountain. The economic impact of an event like the NFL draft is often debated, and rightfully so. Many projections overstate tax revenue and fail to understand that local attendees have financial budgets. For example, if a Las Vegas resident goes to the draft and spends money, they also probably go out to dinner or a movie one less time with their family that month also. But Las Vegas is a global entertainment destination, and many visitors for next week's NFL draft will be coming from out of town. That's good news for the city, and it gives them the opportunity to see an outsized return relative to previous host cities. But the more interesting part to me is how the NFL deals with this going forward. The event is currently free to attend, and the NFL doesn't charge host cities or require all that much of them in return. I don't know if that will change in the future, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me. My guess is that the NFL believes this has become a super important asset, and it will look to intelligently monetize it as such in the future. But we'll see what happens. I hope everyone has a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, everyone, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, I appreciate you listening to The Joe Pomp Show. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Spotify so that you don't miss any episodes going forward. And if you are looking for additional content, check out my daily newsletter at readhuddleup.com or follow me on Twitter at Joe Pompliano. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you next time.